Fernando. Fernando's dirty.
All right, yeah. So we were talking about how you got to pay more for Netflix, but I mean, I think people will continue to do it.
Because I don't know. We got a call earlier that said she's dumping it.
Yeah. No.
Allison, I think, called us and said, listen, I ain't paying $2 more. I got things to do.
I wasn't even paying $7.99 in the first place.
Yeah, well, I think if you were an early adapter to Netflix, you remember it cost $7.99 in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so now at 13, you're probably mad.
Yep.
I have just been using somebody's login it's on my TV.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got there. Somebody put it there. Yeah. Not my fault.
And they didn't take it off.
If it works, it works.
It's free 99.
There you go.
But for so many, Netflix is the go-to platform for TV shows and movies, especially with stuff like tidying up. I've been watching this Marie Kondo show, trying to get organized a little bit more, trying to figure out what
I didn't realize she was such a mogul.
I'm sorry, but this TV show's not going to work for you, Fernando, because you hired somebody to come into your house and do it, and that didn't work.
That was years ago. My ex actually hired somebody.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so if you can't do it with a Marie Kondo in your house, you're not going to do it with Marie Kondo your phone or TV.
The thing I was interested in with this Marie Kondo is that, she's really good at, all the other stuff is fine. With me, it is, the piles of paper. It is just, stuff that just kind of stacks.
Why would you have paper?
Because I don't like to file stuff.
Everything is electronic now. I don't have any paper. Why would you have paper?
There's still some stuff that you have to keep. There's tax stuff and,
That goes into a
different documents.
And it's not that much. Plus, all my tax returns are electronic now.
Maybe mail I don't want to go through. I don't know. It just kind of,
That's just called lazy.
It's called procrastination. And
my mail, I get it. I look at it. It's all junk. I shred it immediately. If there's one thing in there a week that's not junk, I take care of it.
Well, that's
done.
The thing. My thing is, I'll look at it and go, I might be interested in that. Let me put that off to the side.
What are you doing? It keeps you so busy. I'll get
a hotel offer or something like that.
Everything is electronic. I don't understand. That makes no sense.
I wind up just going through and just chucking all this stuff anyway.
Why don't you just light a match?
That's a great idea. Because you don't need any of this stuff. But, according to Marie Kondo, some of this stuff is supposed to bring you joy. And that's the stuff that you keep. She wants you to look at every piece of clothes. And if it brings this sort of feeling of joy to you, then it gets to stay. If it doesn't,
what is an item that brings you the most joy in your wardrobe? I'm trying to think. 888-456-9970.
Leggings. Leggings.
That's
are great.
Just you're saying that because we're fat right now, Shan. We are going. We're going rocking through the holiday leggings. Six.
Sneakers
right?
and shoes. I can't get rid of a pair of shoes.
I'm trying to think. What, if I look, because she makes that weird sound when she sees something that brings her joy.
Yeah. Here, take a listen to, what you're supposed to feel, the sound.
The important is to hold each item one by one.
Okay, oh my gosh.
When you touch the item that sparks joy for you.
Okay.
You feel...
Okay.
All of your cells are rising.
Yes, okay, wow. Yeah.
I believe women do have those feelings about shoes, handbags.
I have those feelings about shoes.
I
love shoes.
You need help. I just can't imagine anything else. I don't look at anything in my wardrobe and think, choo.
So you'd be getting rid of everything.
No, because I don't look at clothes. You know what I look at clothes? I look at clothes as damn, I got to put on clothes to go to work. Because if I show up naked, they're going to be mad. That's the only reason. I don't care about it. When my friend came from New York, I really wanted to see her. So she wanted to have dinner. I said, okay, great. And then when it became closer and closer to time, I said, I got to put on underwear, jeans, and a shirt. That's going to look respectable in a restaurant.
Well, that's the part that I don't get. How am I going to look at a pair of underwear or a pair of socks and it doesn't happen. But you need to keep those things.
Let me tell Marie. What's her name?
Kondo.
Kondo.
Marie Kondo. I got some underwear right now that got holes in them, and I go, because they give me fresh air. I ain't getting rid of them, honey.
But it doesn't even end there. What about the folding?
Folding is not just making your clothes smaller. It is actually an important opportunity to talk to your clothes.
She's crazy.
Now, for me, I talk to everybody. So, I guess she wants me to talk to her clothes.
I'm
talk
sorry.
To my clothes.
No.
She's right about, here's the deal. You didn't need her. People have been saying this for years. If you look at your closet and there's something you haven't worn in a year, get rid of it. That's the
like
golden
rule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean,
like
you didn't need this woman to know that.
Well, tell that because this thing, I can't believe how many people are watching. Myra, I know that you know about Marie Kondo. You've known about her for a while.
I've been watching, but I have read her book before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it all started with her book, and a lot of people found out about her by that. Now, you said that you tried to give thanks to your clothes?
Yeah, tried is the operative word.
Okay. How does that make you feel?
What happens when you try?
I mean, I'm just not like that, you know, in tune with myself, I guess.
Right. I call it
me
woo-woo.
Either.
I mean, it's just so awkward. I can't do it without laughing at myself.
I'm gonna try.
You know what? Last week things have started to go in the other direction for me. But last week I had to go in my drawer and say thank you to my fat pants. I was like, oh, thank you for having elastic in you. But that's as far as I'm going.
God, I'm surprised you did even that.
Oh, my God.
Who's got time?
So funny.
Me. I mean, was like, thank you for not having a button that I'm going to have to walk around with it unbuttoned all day. I love you. I love you, elastic pants.
Oh, my God. Shan, when you do that, you need to, like, Instagram story it.
Yeah.
Okay, I will. I will
that
post it on
my
story.
That is the only way she's going to do it is if it can be on social media.
Yeah,
right?
I'll post it, and then I'll post it on Fernando and Greg, too. I'm going to try because, girl, my closet is so messy. And when she was folding all the clothes, I was, like, so shocked. Like, wow, I've been doing it wrong this whole time. She literally, like, pets the clothes.
Oh, she pets them.
She pets the clothes, and then she folds them, like, there. And then she folds them, and
She makes a little tent.
And then she makes them stand.
And then she makes
one of
those little swans out of them. And she puts them on. And she decorates her house with swans.
And she works at the Hilton Hotel.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It does change your life because you can see everything that you have.
I do want to remind you guys that this is her career, so she has time to make origami, you know, jeans. But the rest of us have things to do, kids, stuff. We ain't got all that time.
That is true.
All right. Thank you very much,
Shan. What's
Myra.
The one thing in your wardrobe that makes you go ching, other than your...
My oversized sweaters.
Okay, this is all about January. Yeah. I'm going to check back with you in July when we've achieved our fitness.
When you got your pool body, yeah.
Man, I feel like
Jessica Junger of Union City. We got your CARE credit card bill. We're going to pay it for you. But you got to get through to us right now at 888-456-9970. Jessica Junger, I know you registered at 997now.com. So this is where that pays off.
It's Weird News Wednesday.
Weird News Wednesday. All right, it's time to freak out, y'all. Because after a huge Ebola scare that reached the United States several years ago, the Democratic Republic of Congo is experiencing the second largest Ebola outbreak in history, with 600 confirmed cases in 5 months. In fact, as this song says, don't touch your friends.
Don't touch your friends.
No eating something. The growing outbreak has a case fatality rate of around 61%. It's usually about 50%, so this is really bad. You remember back in 2014 to 2016, in multiple West African countries, it infected more than 28,000 people and even got to the United States. I remember the case in Dallas. It was a big deal. And there was a guy, I think, that ended up getting it and then going to the hospital, and one of the nurses got it. And I know my friend Kelly, who's a nurse, it was so bad that they all had to go through Ebola training and they had to wear those hazmat suits. And she sent me a picture of her and hers. I mean, it was like very serious. Even in the United States, people were starting to freak out. No reason to freak out yet for the United States, but I'm just letting you know, people, no eating something.
I'm telling you, we need to add this song back into rotation.
Our rotation.
Yeah, I know. It has tempo, too.
If y'all would be quiet, we could hear it.
Come on. No eating something
dangerous. Shan, you're dancing.
All right, it's a jam.
If you think that we're making fun of Ebola by playing this song, I did my research. This was the number one song in Liberia in 2015. The number one song in Liberia in 2015 was that song.
It's a slap. It goes hard.
It hit the top 40 charts of Liberia as the number one song, and that is a Liberian hip hop group right
there. Liberia for all the hits.
Wow. Hey, and to bring it down to something a little less serious, a Texas woman's wild ride on one of those electronic scooters that you get, like when you go to Walmart or Target or whatever, with wine in hand, has her now banned from a Wichita Falls Walmart. That's where my great aunt lived. We were always going to Wichita Falls. They got great peach stands on the side of the road in Wichita Falls. Oh, my God. We used to always stop get those delicious peaches on the side of the road. Anyway, Wichita Falls police responded to a call from Walmart employees saying there was a woman driving around the parking lot in one of these electric carts for hours, drinking a wine out of a Pringles can.
Mood.
Now, that's right.
That is mood. That's 2019 mood.
First of all, wine mixed with salt sounds gross to me. That would be salty wine once you poured it in there.
That residue
opposite
in there.
Of the sangria.
And then what if they didn't say this, but what if it was like sour cream and chive Pringles or barbecue Pringles?
Yeah. I bet they have a spicy flavor too. No, that's
sweet and sour.
But I bet you the wine she had was no award-winning wine.
Yeah.
I mean, what's she pouring in there?
The Carlo Rossi.
The other question I had from the story, and I couldn't find through my extensive research, is why did the employees let her do it for two? They said she did it for 2 hours. Well, you let her.
I mean, what are you going to tell her? She's probably shopping around.
But that's their cart. They want it back. There's other people that might need it.
Yeah. That's true. At the Walmarts, a lot of people need it.
Yeah, couldn't they arrest her for, like, I don't know, drinking in public or something?
Well,
or at least have somebody come.
Police located her. She was at a nearby restaurant.
I'm filling up. Refill.
They told her she was banned from the store, but they did not arrest her.
But what? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What would the arrest be?
You cannot drink and drive on anything. No matter what it
public
is. You can't do it on one of those scooters out here.
Uh-huh.
You can't do it on a bike. You can't really drink and drive. So they could have gotten her there. But then... I don't know. Wichita Falls.
Wichita Falls. Y'all be borrowing guns and riding and doing this. Like, this is nothing.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Chad.
That's why they didn't arrest her, I guess. All right, that's your weird news with Fernando and Greg. Jessica Junger of Union City, there is still time left for you to get your bills paid, all right? 888-456-9970 so we can pay that for you.
And I am going down to the courthouse right after this. Wait, you're not letting me do it. Okay,
no.
Find out who I run into at the courthouse. Hope it's not you. It's Dua Lipa.
Keep in mind, it is pretty wet. Rain's going to be happening all day long, and it could be pretty strong. There are some strong winds. If you're heading towards the ocean or live out that way, just keep in mind, too, there's going to be pretty large waves out there as well, just seeing that on TV right now. Let's go to the courthouse.
And now, Shans, what you doing at the courthouse?
What you doing at the courthouse?
Picking up my fucking phone, this bitch.
What happened? Why do they have your phone?
Because I got an assault charge.
Oh, damn. So who'd you assault?
Some person on the street I didn't know.
Man, so did he steal this phone or was it actually yours?
It was actually my phone.
Oh, man. Okay. So why did they take it?
They took it because they wanted to put evidence on the case.
Oh, man. So did you get locked up for this?
I did. It's 7.5 months in Bruno.
Oh, Sam Boo Boo.
Sam Boo Boo.
So what did you do in jail for 7.5 months?
Nothing but sit on my ass. And almost died in that motherfucker.
Why did you almost die?
Because the food is so fucking nasty.
What did you eat?
Monkey brains and shit. Nasty ass.
Once you got out, the day you got out, what did you do to celebrate?
I went home and got hella fucked up.
What's your drink of choice?
I like cognac.
Cognac? What's that?
It's like it's a strong drink.
And did you learn your lesson? Are you still going to be assaulting people?
No, hell no. I learned my fucking lesson straight up. I did.
All right, do your thing, hustler.
Have a good day, America.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Picking up my property.
What did they take from you, girl?
Telephones.
Why do you have the new Spider-Man app on your phone?
It's a cracked phone.
Why is it all cracked like that?
My kid dropped it.
You should have been like, you better give me a new phone if you took
it. Well, it's four. It's all right.
Why do you have four phones?
Because I'm a player like that. And one phone for every man.
Oh, I like that. Okay, I got to get on your hype, girl. All right, so what kind of guys are you into?
I'm looking for a police officer right now.
Oh, is that why you came all dressed, looking all good? Mm-hmm. They're all some fine-ass guys, ain't you? So how do you keep men on lock like that? Just like, you're like, I want this, get it from me, and...
Yeah, you know, you have to be nice. You can't just give up the goodies all the time, because then that messes up stuff.
Yeah.
So you have to keep certain things to yourself and just be yourself.
Yeah, and, you know, keep your legs crossed, too.
Right, right.
Some girls think that they could just give it up and then that they get stuff.
Don't get everything, and it doesn't work like that. When you keep your goodies to yourself, you'll get a lot further.
You know, Shan, I had lunch with somebody the other day, and their phone was like that, too. I mean, completely to the point you couldn't even see.
That's what I'm saying.
It's 20. I think I paid $20 at New Park Mall to get it redone. You stop in, get it done at a kiosk. You can stop over at Jack's Restaurant and Bar while they do it.
They
have yourself a hamburger and a beer and chillax.
It's just a lot of work to get to the mall. Sometimes after work, you're tired.
It's a lot of work to get to the mall.
Yes.
There's a mall close to everybody.
Like,
you work within walking distance to the mall.
I know. I pass through to go to the train every day.
I don't
know. It's
too much. You can't even see some of those phones. They're so cracked.
I know.
It's not like it's that expensive if you go to one of those little kiosks.
But at Apple, they're like
$129. Yeah, don't go to Apple. Wow. Go to the kiosk.
Unless you got that Apple, which
is Apple back. Care is still like a few
just
bucks, right?
Listen, I already told you the answer. Go to the kiosk. It's $25.
Oh, okay. Well, you need to hook me up with your
Let
boy.
Your friend at the courthouse.
I got a little crack on my phone.
You want to go to New Park Mall with
Let's
me?
Let's go.
All right. You know where it is?
No.
It's at Newark.
Oh, okay.
We can go to a movie. They let you drink at that movie theater.
Shut up.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, word. I've been doing it all wrong.
And yes, the rain is coming down the atmospheric river. It is out there this morning. So do be careful. But this is breaking news right now about this rain. I did see on Channel 7 this morning that it is at a 3 on their scale of 1 to 5. So that's pretty serious because I've never seen it go above
so
2.
Pray for us if you're listening from another part of the country. Please definitely pray for us. We might get 3 inches of rain, everybody. The problem is now it stopped raining in most parts of the Bay right now. The atmospheric river starts at 11 a.m., okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked what an atmospheric river. It's like a concentrated area of rain. So it's like a little, you know, concentrated pocket. Oh, that's a good word, Shan. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
It's like a little pocket, and it's just going to stand over an area and just pour down raining. That's going to happen around 11 o'clock this morning. So be very afraid.
Where's the pocket at?
It's everywhere. Even, I told you yesterday, they said, even Livermore.
What?
Oh, my God.
I didn't
Remember?
Know this. I didn't know this about Livermore, but apparently Livermore does not usually get heavy rain. Even they're going to get an inch today.
What? That's probably why they have all those wineries over there.
Probably.
See?
You're right. There you go again, Shan, sharing your knowledge.
I need to be a meteorologist.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I mean, the roads are going to be terrible. They're going to have standing water. You're going to have trouble with the bridges. Hey, so tell your car. And what's her name? Maria Kondo, the organizer?
Yeah.
Tell your tires this morning that you love them. And you appreciate them getting you to where you need to go. And then that way, they'll get you there.
Yep.
If you show the proper amount of gratitude.
Well, there you go. Hopefully, when you look at your tires, you...
What?
Wrong
button. That was what I was looking for. All right.
Is this what we're going to start doing because of Maria Kondo? Are we going to give like thanks to all of our inanimate objects now?
You should. It brings positivity and, you know, it brings like love.
Should I tell my door today when I get home, thank you for opening so I could get inside?
No, you say thank you for keeping the haters out of my life.
That's what you say. Yeah. You have your own spot.
All right. Thank your tires on the way to work because you're going to need it. It's going to be awful.
Greg.
Time for Down Home.
All right.
With Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl.
All right, checking in with Ginger. We got a lot of rain happening here today in the Bay.
That's what it's doing here. And then we had clouds all day yesterday and today the same. And then by the end of the week, we're supposed to have the coldest temperature we've had.
Oh, wow. Well, I did notice that the... the AFC Championship game between the Chiefs and New England, it's going to be about 5 degrees when they play.
Wow.
It can't be that cold there.
It's going to be, I think they said 21 here.
Well, I know what Kenny and the kids are going to be doing.
What's that?
Well, what they've been doing every weekend, sitting in that little box trying to shoot a poor defenseless deer.
Or hog.
Well, I don't care about those hogs. There's too many of them. But those poor little deer, they're just so sweet.
Well, it may be over. I don't know. I think deer season's about over.
Well, they were there this past weekend.
Well, they have certain bows and certain for guns and certain for kids. And
They do not have a kids hunting season, Mom.
They most certainly do.
They do not.
Really?
You want to make me a bet?
All right, I'll bet you $15. That's all
no,
I
can let's
for.
Make it
$1,500. Oh, wow. You're big that money. Confident.
So if you lose, are you going to pay me?
I'm not going to lose.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to look it up for you.
What's the age window for kids?
Probably through 16 or 18 or... Well,
here's the scoop.
Uh-huh.
Youth-only seasons. Duck. South zone. Man, they break it up in zones, and north zone is November the 3rd and 4th. See, this doesn't count. It's 2 days. That's not real. Squirrel. Oh, give me a break. They got a squirrel hunting season in East Texas.
Certainly.
This is the dumbest thing.
Wow.
It's not dumb, Greg. You have to realize that you can't hunt squirrel when they have their young. And
really, does that stop your nephew from shooting every squirrel he sees, no matter what time of the year it is?
Absolutely. He goes by the rules strict as
no, he
can
does
be.
Not.
Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the $1,500.
Well, I don't think I made the bet, but Mom, if you want $1,500, all you got to do is ask. I'll send it to you.
Okay, let's have a vote. How do y'all vote? I get the money or I don't.
You already. Well, I said I would send it to you if you want it. Whatever you need, you call me. I'll send it to
okay,
you.
Okay, let's make.
$15,000. Oh, wow.
Well, Mom, we've been talking about horoscopes all week. Who are you most compatible with? Do you know?
No. Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. Yeah, same. Same.
Like
girl.
Mother, well, like son.
Yeah.
Nobody.
I guess that makes it easier.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Hey, you know, also we were talking about Katy Perry got suspended from school for acting inappropriately with a tree. She was hugging the tree. Did Greg ever get suspended for anything like that?
Of course not. We've already established that I was like the perfect
guy. He got sent home because he had the red ear, hot ear.
What's hot ear?
My ears used to get really red sometimes. I never missed a day of school. I was never in a bit of trouble. I was perfect. Kenny was the bad kid.
Until
when? The only time I got bad is when I got a little freedom. I got to college and started writing hot checks for that for that liquor.
I wouldn't be bragging about that. That's $1,500 more you owe me.
At least you covered the checks.
That's what I said. I
told my friends my mother would be too embarrassed to let me have a hot check, so she's got to cover it.
We're going to let you go.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. All right. Catch up with Ginger on the Fernando and Greg podcast at 997.com.
And it is still, they got 1 weekend left of deer hunting season in Texas for the white-tailed deer. It's this 1 weekend. That's for a muzzle loader. Muzzle loader only.
Huh?
If you know what a muzzle loader is, 888-456-9970.
No idea.
But the youth only seasons for deer are in October. It's only 1 weekend in October. Dang, you got to get them kids that quick. One weekend, we got to run.
This is it.
But the archery season lasts for a month. So, I mean, it's all, and then you got the Eastern Turkey season.
Oh, Lord.
You got the Rio Grande Turkey season. You got the snipe season. I don't even know what that means. Squirrel season, rabbits and hares. Cranes. You hunt cranes? What you do with a crane?
No, you can have a Coke.
Pheasant.
Right. Anyway.
Pronghorn.
I'm going to go through every single animal
yes.
and the creature.
What's a javelina?
Oh.
Javelina? Goose? There's a lot of things I never even heard of.
So many questions.
Alligator. There's an alligator hunting season in Texas.
No.
Who would be crazy enough to hunt
yeah.
an alligator?
September 10th. Well, people eat it. September 10th through the 30th and April 1st through June 30th.
I prefer goodness. To get my alligator at the store.
This is too much.
All right.
That is a lot. My goodness.